Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time. All right, Patrick Hamer joins us right now on the Western Hotline. WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. Hope you had a fantastic New Year. There you are. Sorry, I didn't click you on. Hope you had a fantastic New Year, buddy.
I did. It was kind of mellow, but so far, we rang in the New Year merrily, for sure.
What it, are you like me? I think we talked about this last week. You in bed early? What did you do this week? What did you do?
Again, it was just the idea of going hard and late. And when I say hard, I meant late. but lasting until about 9:30, 10, because like I had to work the next day.
Yeah.
And, in the past that hasn't slowed me down, but this year it sure did. So it was pretty tame.
I just want to do some house cleaning here as you're on. We are also reading now that the Dolphins have said that Tua Tagovailoa is unlikely to play Sunday against the Jets, just so everybody knows, because obviously that could impact playoff scenarios with the Bills. If the Broncos lose, then the next team in line would be the Dolphins. And if they're playing a game without Tua, that might diminish their chances a little bit. But Snoop Huntley, who started last week, he obviously won against the Browns. He would start this week against the New York Jets. So we'll stay on top of all this stuff, as well as the weather that's going to happen not only this week, but next week. Let's start with this week. I will tell you, when the schedule comes out every year, I really love going to New England and even Providence, where we stay oftentimes this time of year. The holiday season, especially around Christmas, not even as much New Year's, it's a really like fantastic area to visit this time of year. So as long as the weather is generally, if it's cold, that's fine, but no precipitation and all that. It's just, there's a lot to do and it's really cool.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those years. I mean, it looks very quiet, cool. Temperatures in the 30s, but no real weather impacts to deal with. So if you are heading there, this is not going to be a weather game. This is going to be a quiet game, and it looks like if anything, there will be a little bit of a breeze to contend with, but no rain or snow, despite, some of the active weather that you're going to be hearing about in the coming days nearby. There's actually kind of a beefy winter storm that's going to be approaching the East Coast over the weekend, but it should stay south of the area. So all in all, it's looking pretty good for football.
I don't know. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if you could maybe look in a little bit. Tomorrow, you have a couple of really interesting games, especially in Baltimore. Is that bad weather in Baltimore tomorrow? I thought somebody told me that, but I'm not really sure. That game starts at 4:30 p.m. between the Browns and Ravens.
Yeah, I just want to double check, because a lot of our focus has been on the storm that's going to be moving basically across the country Saturday into Sunday, that will affect places like Kansas City.
Okay.
Pretty hard, actually.
Really?
But for tomorrow, I do not see any weather impact in Baltimore. And again, who does – and Kansas City plays
– okay, so Kansas City – let's tell me about this. So Kansas City plays Sunday at 4:25 in Denver, though, in Denver.
Oh, in Denver. Okay. It will be cold. There will be some snow showers around. But this this larger high-impact storm will be east of there.
Okay.
So it shouldn't have too much of an impact on that game in Denver.
Will it have an impact on the Dolphins at Jets game at 4:25 p.m.?
On Sunday,
yes.
The answer is no.
It should
– it should be south of there and arrives in the East Coast on Monday. So I think weather should be okay there, too.
All right, what are we looking at here next week, into the week? And then, of course, very important, we do not know the date of the Bills' first wild card game. It will either be Saturday or Sunday next week. It's not going to be Monday night, folks. The NFL puts a 4-5 matchup there. That's not the Bills. They do that on purpose. Okay. And the reason is, Pat, to educate everybody about this, the reason why they only put a 4-5 matchup on Monday night is because that game won't have like an impact on other teams. Like, is you know who you're playing. You know what I mean? Like that game, the winner of that game knows who they're playing, and the team that already won knows they're playing the winner of that game. It doesn't impact like three teams. So since you're already late in the week, they don't want to do that to anybody. So the Bills won't play Monday night. They'll either play Saturday or Sunday against either Denver, Miami, or Cincinnati.
And isn't it most likely going to be Sunday? I mean, just given that it's the Bills and they're going to want to add a better, you know, the prime time slot.
Do you want my take on it? Here's my prediction, okay?
What's that?
If it's the Broncos, they're playing Sunday at 1 p.m. This is my prediction. If it's the Bengals, I think it's either Saturday night or Sunday night.
Yeah.
Because it's Joe Burrow and Josh Allen.
And does that determine who covers it? Is it a Nance? Like, I understand that the CBS and the Nance number one and the number one broadcast team is likely going to do the Bills game, but I guess it depends on who they're playing. Right?
So none of that is determined. What's going to happen is next week for the playoffs, wild card games, there's going to be, hold on. I think so. Prime has a game, I believe, or Netflix. It's like there's all different ways. Here we go. I got it right here. All right. So let's get to this. The wild card would be. Looks like. All three networks are in play. Prime, CBS, or Fox could have any of these games. So there's not a predetermined who's getting Saturday, who's getting Sunday time slot. That will be determined on the actual schedule.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I have a buddy who works for CBS, and he was kind of uncertain, so that confirms that and where they're going for their wild card coverage. So I'm just glad it's not Monday. That was a conversation in the newsroom today. Like, it's a Monday night.
Tell them Sal Capaccio told you it's not going to happen Monday night because they do not put they only put 4-5 matchup.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Versus 5 on Monday night.
Anytime your name is brought up in the newsroom, people listen. So I will definitely float that down for sure.
Well, tell Scott and Mary else I said hi. There you go.
I will. Right. And by the way, in looking ahead, to next week, a cold weather pattern is going to unfold for the rest of this weekend and into next week. There could be something brewing weather-wise by next weekend, but I can't hang my hat on any direct forecast at this point. I just know that cold is pretty much a given. But will we have snow? Will there be a storm nearby? It's a really chaotic weather pattern over the next 7 to 10 days. Cold for sure, but what kind of precipitation, if any, is still it's a tough call at this point. But we should prepare for it just in case.
All right, so going to be active. Is this like extending out? You've talked about this a little bit because if they do win, they will have another game the following weekend, either Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, this is kind of the first, 2 to 3 weeks of January have looked cold for a while, and that's going to continue. Mm-hmm. There was a stronger signal for heavier lake effect snow around here. if you've noticed, you know, we have lake effect snow warnings, you know, in place in Western New York, but it's kind of in the traditional spots, you know, ski country. That's where, you know, a foot of snow has already fallen at Ellicottville in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And it looks like lake effect snows over the coming days will be kind of focused south of Buffalo, even though we'll get some here today a little bit. But as we head into next week and beyond, it does appear that cold versus mild will win out. And whenever that's in place and you've got a lake that's still at, what is it, 39 degrees or 40 degrees, mm-hmm. No signs of it freezing, that opens the window for a chance of some snow. And we all know what happened last year with playoff football. And, you know, can't ignore that moving forward.
And that game was scheduled last year, Sunday at 1 p.m., and it was moved to Monday.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
and I still believe, you know, that obviously hurt the Bills playing the next week because they had a shorter week, had some guys injured like Terrell Bernard who had a less day to recover. So all of that, man, just frustrates you when you think back on all of that. You know what I mean? All right,
that was
listen.
The most frustrating game to watch with all the injuries. My goodness. I mean, you were there on the field. I mean, it was just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right. So real quickly here as we wrap up. At home here this weekend. You just told me about Foxborough this weekend, but at home here, if you're just bumping around at home, what's the weekend look like for people going out?
Yeah, so tomorrow will be kind of wintry. Not a lot of snow, but there will be some snow showers around. You get these little streamers that come off, whether it's Lake Huron or Lake Erie or Lake Ontario. And with that snow will come some wind. So it's going to be kind of a breezy to windy day tomorrow. It'll be chilly, temperatures in the 20s. But it won't be a lot of snow. It'll be manageable. So nothing crippling, but certainly a very typical January feel to Western New York, especially tomorrow. Sunday, maybe a little less snow. If you're up towards Lake Ontario, there may be a little more snow up there on Sunday coming off the lake there. But it's kind of a wintry week, but nothing too impactful. I will say for the ski business and for snowmobiling, this is really good stuff. You know, they've needed some good, you know, the years have been rather lean snow-wise in ski country. So getting the kind of snow they're getting, that's good for that you know, the ski industry and snowmobiling and all that. And there's going to be snow both days for those areas.
And that is Hammer Time for this week, everybody. Thank you very much, Patrick Hammer. Have a great weekend and very much looking forward to talking to you next week. And we'll find out that schedule. And Friday, we'll still do our normal thing, getting ready for either Saturday or Sunday.
Sounds good,
Tom. All right, you got it. That is Patrick Hammer, WGRZ, TV2 chief meteorologist. Yeah, listen, don't look. Could the NFL like at any moment say, no, we want this other game? Sure, they could do that to a Monday night. But since this whole Monday night wild card thing started a few years ago, it's always been a 4-5 matchup each of the last 3 years. And the reason is because the 4-5 matchup has the least amount of impact on every other team. All the other games would actually throw, you could be watching the game if it's a 2-7, going, well, who are we going to play? We got to wait to see who wins this. It could be the team that just played already on Sunday. It could be this team. That's not the case. A 4-5 matchup, they know who they're playing if they win, and the team that's already through will know they're playing the winner of that game. That's why you put the 4-5 matchup on Monday night, because it's not fair that late in the week and weekend for teams that not know who they're playing yet. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the schedule. And what else? Oh, yeah. Got a couple of real quick thoughts on like these games being played, on who it means what for, and how teams are approaching it. And even on the Eagles, if I can get to that with Saquon Barkley. We'll do that when we come back on WGR.